If you live a life of disobedience just because it's familiar and you're so afraid of the unknown, it's giving you an illusion of safety, right? And so what happens is you start believing that if I leave here, I could lose everything that I have. Like if I leave this relationship, if I leave this job, if I leave this circumstance, if I leave this church. I had one of my clients who like was getting a call to leave her place of worship, but she was so afraid to do it. So she just stayed in disobedience and stayed in a place that didn't make her happy for so long because it was so familiar. And so what happens is it gives you an illusion of safety. And this illusion of safety makes you believe that you are risking a whole lot by taking a chance. But what I need you to understand is that you're risking even more by not taking a chance. Like everything you're being disobedient in right now, like you think not doing anything is safe. You think if I don't change anything, or if I don't take the chance and take the steps to do something different, that it's safe. It's not true. Just because someone can live with a disease doesn't mean they should. The overwhelming majority of prescriptions written today are written to treat lifestyle disease. Lifestyle disease is defined as conditions which can be attributed to the way in which a person lives. This includes things like physical activity, drinking, smoking, stress, the quality of our social connections, sleep, purposeful and professional alignment, and of course, our diet. But what if there was an alternative? What if before putting pen to pad, we had a comprehensive solution in lieu of pills and procedures? You are listening to the Plant Protocol Podcast for current and aspiring health professionals who are done with simply managing chronic lifestyle challenges and are interested in taking a whole food, plant-based approach to combating them. I'm your host, Lisa A. Smith. It's time to come get this health. Hey there, boys and girls. It's Monday, so you know what time it is. Welcome back to my channel. I'm Lisa A. Smith, plant-based health and business coach, and I specialize in helping other coaches start their own plant-based health coaching business. I also run a mastermind, Clarity, that's all about personal development, emotional intelligence. It's a plant-based mastermind. Look at that. And I have a signature program, Farm to Table, plant-based coaching program that I've been facilitating since 2016. So I'm all over, y'all. Health coach, business coach, personal development coach. I'm just in the coaching world and I am super excited to talk to y'all today about one of my favorite topics. One of my favorite topics is radical obedience. Now, any chance I get, y'all, whether it's on a stage, whether I'm a guest on somebody else's show, a guest on somebody's stage, talking to my own students, I talk about obedience as often as possible because it's something that I surrendered to many years ago and it has served me very well. And today I want to talk about why obedience is so hard. So oftentimes when I'm talking to our clients or to an audience about obedience, you know, it's in this context of really fully surrendering, right? Like if I was to think of a synonym for obedience, it would be surrender. If I wanted to just shorten it up, it would be surrender, right? And when I talk about surrender or obedience, you know, living a life of obedience to an audience or to our clients, you know, we eventually start talking about the level of difficulty when it comes to obedience and how hard it is. And so I want to break down for you today the two main reasons why obedience is so hard. But first, let me define it for you, because I've been on a few platforms where I mentioned radical obedience and the host was like, wait, back up. What did you just say? Define that. What is radical obedience? I've never heard that before. Break that down, right? And so let me start that way here as well. So I define radical obedience as the complete surrender to one's calling or assignment, despite the presence of fear and uncertainty, right? So complete surrender to one's calling or one's assignment, despite the presence of fear and uncertainty. That's how I define radical obedience. And this is very important to understand, because I'm not talking about just obedience when it's comfortable. I'm not talking about just obedience when it's easy. I'm not talking about just obedience when it's convenient. I'm talking about the complete surrender. And that is very, very different, right? And so I'm going to break down for you the two main reasons why obedience is so hard. Okay. So we're here every Monday, y'all. Every Monday morning, I'm here trying to dish out this news, trying to make sure I help you guys better understand how to become better business owners, better versions of yourselves, better human beings who are in service to other human beings. And obedience is one of the ways to do that. Okay, now let me tell y'all where today's topic came from. So I'm currently writing a book called Clarity, okay? And it's called Clarity, the Roadmap to Radical Obedience. So I'm writing a whole book about radical obedience right now. And so I was writing just the other day and I got to this part and, you know, because it was just coming up and out and I'm just being obedient and I'm typing. And I got to this particular part where I was thinking about like, why is obedience so hard for people? And it just came out and I was like, I got it, right? It just hit me. And so I was like, you know what? This would be great to share during a live, right? And so here we are. So that's where it came from. It came from me writing a book about radical obedience and really trying to conceptualize and put into words why it's so challenging for people to surrender. So radical obedience is all about complete surrender, but that can be challenging for a lot of us. But when you do it, it changes your whole life. Like it changes everything in your life completely, but it can be challenging to get started. And for some people, it can be challenging to stick to it. So let's get into it. The two main reasons why obedience is so hard. Here's the first one. The first one is the thing about obedience that makes it hard, first and foremost, is how unfamiliar it is. It's how unfamiliar it is. So what that means is a lot of times when we are meant to be obedient to something, when it's time to surrender to something that we've been called to do, that we're being called toward, a decision that we're being called to make, right? It is so unfamiliar. For many of us, like I know in the Farm to Table, in my plant-based coaching program, we've had many students who are like, meat hasn't been resonating with me for a long time. Like there used to be a time I could eat all of this meat and now it has just been, I'm turned off by it. For some reason, at least I'm turned off by it. And I know I've been being called to move toward a more plant-based lifestyle. But because a plant-based lifestyle, a vegan lifestyle is so unfamiliar, it makes it in people's minds hard or challenging to do because it's so unfamiliar. Obedience is so unfamiliar, but what we tag it as, what we label it as is hard. But what we really mean is unfamiliar because my thing is, how can you even know whether or not something is hard if you've never done it before, if you haven't tried it yet? Like you haven't stepped foot into the ring and you've already decided that it's hard. The truth is that it's unfamiliar. So in the majority, overwhelming majority of our cases, when it's time to be obedient to something, it's the unfamiliarity that causes us discomfort. And so one of the lessons inside of the plant protocol, that's where I help coaches pack their passion into a health coaching business. And inside of the plant protocol, one of the things that we work really hard to do with our coaches is to help them understand and embody a very simple concept. And that simple concept is this: you're new. You're new. That's it. And sometimes what people do, especially when it's time for them to start a business or become coaches or go plant-based or whatever it is, they start interpreting new as not good. So they're like, soon as they start doing the things to move in this direction, because it's challenging and because it's so unfamiliar, they decide they're not good at it. But the truth of the matter is, it's not whether or not you're good or bad. It's not whether or not you're meant for this or not meant for this. It's you're new. You're just new. And so what they do is they interpret new as not good. And so what happens is, because it's so unfamiliar, they start making up stories about this whole unfamiliar experience. But what you guys have to understand, when it's time to be obedient to something, you're going to be in new territory, right? You're going to be in new stomping grounds that you've never been in before. And you are an infant in that arena. You are an infant in that arena, which can be hard to conceptualize because more than likely you're a full-grown adult in your 9-to-5. So you've never ran your own business before, this type of business, right? You've never ran this type of business before. You've maybe never coached before. This is brand new territory. So you're an infant. You don't have an experience. You don't know the language yet. When I say an infant, I want you to think about what an infant is. An infant can't speak. They don't know the language yet. They still on Google and Gaga, right? An infant can't walk yet. An infant still needs their parents to be fed. They still need someone to help them navigate life. you're an infant in this new arena of running your own coaching business. And so it's unfamiliar. Everything that you touch, everything that you taste, everything that you see in this arena is brand new to you, right? That's how an infant is. They're like, oh, what's this shiny object? Like, you're just an infant. But sometimes, because we've done work so hard to become full grown adults in a whole nother arena, we interpret being an infant in this arena as we're not good, or we're not good enough, or we're not made for this. And it's all malarkey. It's all BS. It's all stories you made up. And the only thing that you need to embody and conceptualize is, I'm just new at this. Right? Like, I'm being obedient. I know, you know, leading people and coaching people in their health is what I feel called to do, is what I feel drawn to, is what I'm excited about, is what I'm passionate about. But now that I'm learning the building blocks of how to do that effectively, now that I'm learning how to create a coaching business, now that I'm learning how to be a coach, it's unfamiliar. Now, when I took this step to do this, I felt like I was being obedient. Now that I'm here, now that I'm in the ring, it's so unfamiliar that I'm making up stories telling myself I'm not good enough. I'm not going to be great at this. I don't know enough. I'm not this enough. I'm not that enough. Right. And the truth of the matter is, all of that is false. The truth is, you're just new. Okay. So the first main reason that obedience is so hard for people is because it's unfamiliar. And unfamiliar means you're an infant, you're a beginner, you're new. You can't walk over here yet. You can't talk over here yet. You don't know anything about this. And you're in a discovery phase. This should be a season that you should enjoy. But instead of enjoying a brand new season of discovery, you're labeling it as something that it's really not. And so it's unfamiliar. So before I move on to number two, let me give you a warning about unfamiliar, okay? When you decide to take the unfamiliar, obedient route, let me give you a warning. Okay, this is a warning, like put the caution sign up right here, okay? When you decide to take the unfamiliar, obedient route, like I did in my life when I quit my 9-to-5, like I did in my life when I started my first business, like I did in my life when I became a plant-based vegan. When I decided to take the unfamiliar, obedient route, the same thing that happened to me is going to happen to you, which is it's going to hit some of your buttons. That means that you may be triggered in ways that you didn't expect. Let me give you a few examples. Let me tell you what's happened with some of my clients, okay? When you move into unfamiliar territory, because you are coming with years of living, just being alive, a full adult, you're more than likely going to be triggered in ways that you didn't expect. And so what has happened for some of my clients is when they got into this arena of trying to start their own business, starting to become a coach, all of this stuff, having to put themselves out there, having to become a public figure, they start saying things like, so they get out there, they get in the limelight, something happens or they try something, it triggers them and they run back to the safety of the dark. They run back to the safety of behind the scenes. They run back to the safety of hiding behind their pen, right? And then, because here's what happened. They start saying things like, oh, I didn't know I had rejection issues, right? I put myself out there and nobody clicked. Nobody liked it. Nobody raised their hand. Or I actually got on a call with a potential client and they said, no, they turned down my offer. And they come back to me and they're like, I didn't know I had rejection issues until now, right? Or something happens, they put themselves out there and they submit their work to me, or they submit their work inside of our community. And they say, oh, I didn't know I had perfection issues. I didn't know I had issues with being perfect or feeling the need to be perfect, feeling the need to have zero errors, feeling the need to overly dot my I's and overly cross my T's. At least I didn't even know I had these perfection issues. Or here's another one. They get triggered because this is the unfamiliar obedient. This is a warning to you. This is going to happen to you. You're going to be triggered in some type of way. They come back and they say, I didn't know I didn't trust myself. I didn't know I didn't trust my own voice. I didn't know I didn't trust myself to make decisions and follow through on them. I didn't know I trusted my own reasoning. They get triggered. You're going to get triggered in the unfamiliar obedient. You're going to, because it's unfamiliar. So you had no idea what was on the other side of this.
right? It's all worth it, but I need to warn you that this is going to happen so you can be prepared when it comes up. Or you're going to say, or here's another one we got. I didn't know that I had a problem with being questioned. I didn't know that I didn't like it when people asked me questions about the things I create and the things that I do. I didn't know that I hated being questioned, right? And so you get triggered. I'm going to tell you what happened for me when I got into the unfamiliar obedient lane. I was like, ooh, I didn't know my money mindset. I didn't know my money mindset was so messed up. I didn't know that I thought everybody was a have not, because I was a have not. So I thought everybody was broke. So as a result, I undercharged. Like I thought nobody had money. I thought nobody was willing to pay. I thought this wasn't going to be seen as worthy to anybody. And so my money mindset was triggered when I got into the unfamiliar obedient. And the same thing is going to happen to you when you decide to surrender to obedience, right? The thing that's going to be challenging about it is that it's unfamiliar, okay? It's not that you're not meant to do what you're doing. It's not that you made a bad decision. You're just new. Just give yourself permission to be a novice. Give yourself permission to be a beginner. Give yourself permission to be new at something. But I'm telling you, when you take this route, when you live this life of radical obedience, you're going to be triggered in some type of way. For a lot of our clients, issues of rejection come up, issues of perfectionism come up, issues around ego comes up, issues around money mindset comes up heavy, a lack mindset comes up heavy. You're going to be triggered. That is not an invitation to run back to the dark. That is an invitation to run full speed ahead towards personal development. Ah, thank you. You want to go into a space of gratitude and say, thank you for highlighting for me the things about me that I needed to work on. Because that's what obedience does. It highlights for you the things about you that need some work. Accept the invitation. Just accept the invitation to do the work. Okay, so that's the first reason why obedience is so hard, is because it's so unfamiliar. The second reason why obedience is so hard is because disobedience is so familiar. All right, now a little tongue tie in here. So let me slow down a little bit. Number one, obedience is unfamiliar, but disobedience is extremely familiar, right? And that's what makes obedience so hard, is because I've been being disobedient for so long, but I'm super familiar with this. So let's use the example I used earlier. I've been called to a plant-based diet. Something's been telling me I need to take these animal products out of my diet, but that's unfamiliar to me, so it's hard. And the thing that makes me delay doing that is continuing to eat meat, continuing to eat dairy, you know, continuing to eat sugar is so familiar to me. So it's hard for me to be obedient because I'm so familiar with the disobedience that I currently exist in. So let's talk about this familiarity, all right? And I'm going to give you a trigger warning about disobedience, okay? So here's what's so crazy about disobedience. For the majority of people who are living a life of disobedience and not doing the things that they know they should be doing and not making the decisions they know they should be making, even though their current situation is reaching a point of becoming unbearable and dysfunctional, it's familiar. And so they are willing to continue down that route. It's like a job that you no longer like, right? Like so many people, like their number one complaint in life is, I hate my job. I hate what I do. I want out, right? But why are they being disobedient? So they got the intuitive call to leave the job, that they've outlived this particular job, this season at this, in this career, right? But what's taking them so long to leave? What's taking them so long to create an exit strategy and execute the exit strategy is that they are familiar with this type of discomfort. So they are unhappy in their 9-to-5, but they're willing to stay because it's familiar. Right. And so disobedience is so familiar that it makes it hard to be obedient. Is that making sense? And so what happens is, Lisa, I hate what I'm currently doing. What I really want to do requires me to start my own business. But that's so unfamiliar over there. I've never been an entrepreneur before. I've never coached anybody before. Like I've never, you know, created an offer and charged anybody before. Like I've never put myself out there before. Like I don't know anything about marketing and sales. Like I don't know anything about accounting and money and running a business. I don't know where to start. So it's so unfamiliar over there that I'm literally willing to stay disobedient and uncomfortable over here because it's so familiar. right? So I know what it's like to work a job I hate. Like, I know what it's like to wake up every day and be miserable. Like, I know what that feels like. And even though it doesn't feel good, it's familiar. And because I'm so familiar with my current condition, it gives me pause when it's time to take the steps to get out of it. So disobedience is so familiar that it makes obedience hard. Does that make sense, y'all? Disobedience is so familiar that it makes obedience hard. Like Lisa, I really want to lose weight. I really am insecure in my body, or I just don't feel good in my body. Like, I have pains all the time. I'm sick of not being able to, you know, bend over and do this. I'm sick of not being able to wear what I want to wear. I'm sick of like not feeling fit. I'm sick of being tired all the time. Like, I know I need to do something about my body, but working out on a regular basis and eating differently and drinking water and prioritizing my health is unfamiliar to me. Like, I don't know who she is. I know what it feels like to have to shop at certain stores. So I know what it feels like to have to wear layers of clothes to cover up my insecurities. Like, I know what it feels like to travel this size. Like, I know the concessions I gotta make. Like, I know how I gotta alter my life to be overweight. I know how I have to alter my life to always be out of breath. I know how I need to alter my life to hide my insecurities. And I know how to hide in this body. Like, I don't like it, but it's familiar. And so I'm on autopilot because I know what to do. I don't know how to prioritize my health. I don't know how to invest in myself and get a coach to prioritize my health. Like, I don't know. I know that's what obedience needs to look like for me in this season, but I don't know how to. This so unfamiliar over there, Elise. Let's talk about relationships. I know what it's like. Like, I know what triggers this man. I know what triggers this woman. I know that when we get upset with each other, we're not going to speak for 2 days. Like, I know that's not healthy. I know obedience actually looks like me doing something about this relationship, but I know I just got to wait 2 days and we'll be talking again. Like, I know that I'm going to say this or I'm going to do this. I know they got a lack mindset in their relationship with money and their relationship with taking chances. And I know I probably need to, at this season in my life, either really work hard on making this relationship work or really finding somebody whose values are aligned with mine. But I don't really know what's out there. It's too unfamiliar. Let me just stay in this familiar disobedience. Let me just stay in this circumstance. It's not like, it ain't a 10 out of 10, but I'm willing to settle for a 6 out of 10 to avoid the unknown, to avoid the unfamiliar. And so this is what makes obedience so hard, because obedience is so unfamiliar and disobedience is so familiar, right? And so for many of us, we're unwilling to let go what's in the hand. We're unwilling to release what we have for something better because the unfamiliar, even though it's fully dysfunctional, it's just way more comfortable. And so sometimes people look at obedience and disobedience as hard versus not hard, when really it's just familiar versus unfamiliar. And then when you switch the channels like that, you realize like the hard or unhard is subjective, right? It's we're assigning it. Like, you can say obedience is hard, but I will look back at my life and say, no, my obedience wasn't hard. It was a wild, crazy ride. Like, I was excited about it. It was just unfamiliar. And so I want you to start looking at obedience. It's just unfamiliar, but not hard, right? Because how you label it is starting to dictate how you perform, right? So if you're going to think it's so hard to give up meat, you think it's so hard to give up cheese, right? Then you're like, that level of work is turning me off, but it's not hard. It's just unfamiliar. You just don't know what to eat instead. You just have to give yourself permission to be an infant over here. Right. Again, remember, you're just an infant. You just don't know how to talk this language yet. You just don't know how to walk over here yet. You don't know the route. It's just an unfamiliar path. So I need you guys to switch your language and your labeling system when it comes to obedience and disobedience. Because when y'all keep living in a phase of your life, like if you keep down the route of disobedience, you ain't going to end up nothing but disappointed. And what's so crazy is you're not going to just be disappointed. You're going to disappoint a whole lot of people. And that's shame on you. Disobedience results in a whole bunch of disappointment for a whole bunch of people. So let me give you a warning before we wrap up here. Let me give you a warning if you decide to choose the familiar disobedient route. So I told you what's going to happen, potentially happen, if you choose the unfamiliar obedient life. Now, let me tell you what's going to happen if you choose the disobedient familiar life, okay? Which is, for the most of you listening, probably the one you're currently living. A disobedient, familiar life, okay? It is going to give you an illusion of safety. It is going to give you an illusion of safety. Okay. So what's, and this has probably already happened. All right. If you live a life of disobedience just because it's familiar and you're so afraid of the unknown, it's giving you an illusion of safety. Right. And so what happens is, I'm going to tell you what happened with me. What happens is you start believing that if I leave here, I could lose everything that I have. Like if I leave this relationship, if I leave this job, if I leave this circumstance, if I leave this church, I had one of my clients who like was getting a call to leave her place of worship, but she was so afraid to do it. So she just stayed in disobedience and stayed in a place that didn't make her happy for so long because it was so familiar. And so what happens is it gives you an illusion of safety. And this illusion of safety makes you believe that you are risking a whole lot by taking a chance. But what I need you to understand is that you're risking even more by not taking a chance. Does that make sense? So you think you're risking something by taking a chance. You think you're risking something like, oh my God, if I give up animal products, oh my God, if I give up this job, oh my God, if I have this tough relationship I've been needing to have in this relationship with my sister, in this relationship with my mom, in this relationship with my partner, like all of the, like everything you're being disobedient in right now, like you think not doing anything is safe. Like you have this illusion of safety. You think if I don't change anything, or if I don't take the chance and take the steps to do something different, that it's safe. It's not true. Disobedience is probably the most unsafe existence you could live, right? Like, because obedience means that you are inviting in favor from God, from the universe. Like when you are obedient, you automatically get favor. Like, I don't even know, like obedience makes you attractive, y'all. Like attractive, I'm not talking about physically attractive. I mean, you start attracting opportunities to you. You start attracting people to you. You start attracting communities to you. You start attracting initiatives to you. Like obedience makes you so attractive, right? And so there's nothing safer than having favor with God. There's nothing safer than that. But when you stay at a job you hate, when you stay in a relationship that's dysfunctional, when you stay in a situation or a body that's unhealthy because you're so afraid of obedience, that actually does the opposite, which makes you unattractive, which means you start repelling opportunities. You start repelling favor because you're not using the gifts that I've already given you. You're not using the opportunities that I've already given you. Therefore, why would I give you more favor? That don't make sense. And so you think where you're currently, where you currently are is safe when obedience is the most unsafe you could ever be. And so what happens is when you stay in the disobedient familiar, you set yourself up for repelling opportunities. But when you move into the familiar obedient, you automatically become attractive. You automatically start getting favor. I cannot even tell you, like there are opportunities, there are people, there are resources that I've attracted just strictly from being obedient, just strictly from moving based on what my gut is telling me to do, based on what my personal mission is, never moving out of fear. Never not taking a chance because I'm scared. Never not saying no just because I'm scared. I move out of obedience only. And remember, I started this by telling you guys how I define radical obedience, which is the complete surrender to your calling and your assignment despite the presence of fear and uncertainty. That is how I live my life. That is how I coach my clients to live their lives. Complete surrender to your calling and your assignment despite the presence of fear and uncertainty. When you live in the unfamiliar obedient, it makes you attractive. That attraction gives you favor. When you decide to choose a life in the disobedient but familiar, you create an illusion of safety. You think, no, my 9-to-5 is safe, Lise. I really feel called to do this other thing that requires me to start my business or put myself out there. You know, I really feel called to do consulting. I really feel called to help women do this. I really feel called to help seniors do this. We have a student in Farm to Table right now. And she's like, I don't know why, but I am so attracted to seniors. She was like jazzy, older women. She was like, I just want to do something for them. I want to do something for their community. I don't know what it is. And her 9-to-5 ain't got nothing to do with that. She don't work with seniors. She don't work. Like, she's like, but I just feel called to this community and I don't know what it's going to be. And I don't know how, but I feel called to them. And I was just telling her, like, we got to do something with that. You better start being familiar now and you better start being obedient now that you got to call in. Cause I'm telling you right now, you can set yourself up for unfavorable opportunities. Right. I don't even know if that might be an oxymoron, unfavorable opportunities, but that calling, like when you don't listen to that thing, like when you don't move in the direction that you're feeling called toward, you really set yourself up. You really set yourself up. And so we're all meant to be self-actualized, guys. And that just means that our gifts and talents are maximized at the highest level. That means that we are operating at our highest potential. Stop staying in safety. Stop it. Like, you think this 9-to-5 is so safe. You think this relationship is so safe. Like, if you're unhappy in your marriage, you got to do something about that. If you're unhappy in your relationship, you got to do something about that. If your relationship with your children, your friends, your family is not healthy, you're not talking to somebody, or you're ignoring an issue, you're afraid to bring up an issue that you know needs to be discussed with your siblings, with whoever, you got to do something about that. Like, you got to start being obedient. Like, you gotta do something about that. Like, I understand it's unfamiliar. I understand you never broached this subject before with your sister. I understand you never broached this subject before with your partner, right? You were a different person when y'all got together and now you done grew to a different person and your mindset is different and you need to tell them about that. Like, you gotta stop being so disobedient, because I promise you it is not safe to stay where you are. And you think it is, and it's not. It's a lie. It's not safe. Nothing is safe. The only thing that's safe is obedience. That's it. Because obedience means that you're going to get favor. Favor means that you're going to get opportunities and resources and people that you never asked for, that you didn't have to work hard to get in front of. Favor literally means you're going to get access to something that you could not have gotten on your own. People are going to wonder how. That is what favor, that's what obedience gives you. It gives you favor. I need you guys to understand that, right? And so disobedience and obedience is not a matter of hard versus not hard. It's just a matter of familiar versus unfamiliar. And so all you have to do is familiarize the unfamiliar. Now, this was a little deep today, y'all. This was a little deep today, but I hope it makes sense to you guys. Again, I was writing my book recently, and this came from that, this segment of my book I was writing. I'm writing a whole book about obedience right now. And so it really hit me the other day when I was writing this, like, people think obedience is hard, but it's not. It's just unfamiliar. It's so different. Like, it's not hard. It's just unfamiliar. Like, you never did it before. So my takeaway for you as we wrap this up is, like, if I was to give you an affirmation, as you're doing things from here forward that you are labeling as hard, I want you to just relabel it as new. And I want you to say, I'm just new. It's okay. It's okay. 5 words. It's okay. I'm just new. It's okay. I'm just new. Like, I've literally never done live. Let me tell y'all something. When I did my first live video, right, I had a coach that pushed me to start doing live videos. Y'all, you can go back on my Instagram right now and scroll down. My video was sideways, straight up like this. This was the video. This was the video. My first video was sideways. I was just unfamiliar. I'm like, oh, I didn't know I couldn't put my iPhone in the landscape boy. I thought I could do it side, but no, my phone was supposed to be in the portrait. I didn't know. I was just new. But I didn't wrap up that first live video, which had no viewers, by the way, and be like, I'm no good at this. I suck. This isn't meant for me. Let me run back to my 9-to-5 as a social worker, which I didn't like, but it was familiar. No, let me just do another video and turn the camera around right. I learned something new. Let me do it again so I can learn something else. Okay, look at y'all on Instagram. Okay, come on, Nafia. Come on, Milan. All right, I'm just new. Just write it in the chat for you, hop off. It's okay, I'm just new. Like, I'm being obedient. I've never done this before. I've never went plant-based before. I've never managed my money before. I never made tough decisions as a CEO before. I've never coached anybody before. I never done live videos before. I never created an offer before. I never tried to make, you know, wise relationship decisions. Like, I never had a tough conversation and broke up with somebody before. I just stayed until they left me or the relationship fizzled out. But now I want to take control of my relationships. Just say, I'm just new. Just say, it's okay. I'm just new, but what I'm not about to do is be disobedient. Okay? What I'm not about to do is be disobedient. Okay, y'all? So Come on, Terrence on Facebook. Thank you. Right? It's okay. I'm just new. And so hopefully that gives you guys permission and the freedom to move forward in obedience. Like if you're being called to stop, eat that mess, stop eating that mess. Stop thinking you're just supposed to keep eating chicken because you always ate chicken. If it's repulsing you at this stage, like if that dairy's still making your stomach hurt, just let it go. Just because you don't know what you're going to eat instead of yogurt don't mean you're supposed to keep eating yogurt. It's okay. I'm just new. You know what I'm saying? It's okay. I'm just new. Yep. We got a new mantra, boys and girls. Okay. So we got it. Those are the two main reasons why obedience is so hard. All right. I hope this blessed y'all today. Listen, we're currently enrolling for my mastermind Clarity. So if you know you need a coach to help you better do this deep level personal development work so that you can be obedient, then I want you to click the link in my bio or in the show notes to apply for Clarity. It's my mastermind. We only open it up one time per year. We get started in February of 2024. So we're enrolling now through the end of January for Clarity, my mastermind, which is how I help individuals surrender to obedience. I surrendered to obedience for the first time in 2012, and I've been obedient ever since. So well over 10 years of living a life of radical obedience. And I'm telling y'all, it gets scary sometimes, but miraculously the net always appears because remember, obedience grants you favor. Obedience grants you favor. Okay. So I hope this blessed y'all. Look, I hope to see some of y'all in my mastermind. Some of you guys need a coach. You need somebody to help you. You need somebody to hold your hand doing the things that you know you're supposed to be doing. This is a plant-based mastermind. Okay. So you're going to be adopting a plant-based lifestyle to get the mental clarity you need to become a better decision maker. And we're going to work on your emotional intelligence. We're going to work on your self-awareness. We're going to work on your assignment and your calling. And we're going to work on helping you create an exit strategy from disobedience and an enter strategy into obedience. Me and my mastermind, we have a phenomenal time. I hope that you guys will accept the invitation if this is something that you need help with, because living a life of radical obedience is unmatched. I love my life. Okay, let me see. To Devon says, I knew there was more to meeting you. Hey, hey, thank you for following. Hey, hey. Okay, that's it, y'all. I'm gonna drop the link for Clarity. We're enrolling now. If you want me to be your personal development coach so you can surrender to a life of radical obedience and you're trying to come get this help with a plant-based lifestyle, then I'm your girl and Clarity is your community. So I'll see y'all all back here next Monday, same time, same place. Bye, y'all. You tuned in today because, like me, you're a disruptor. You're passionate about health and you have firsthand experience of taking a whole food plant-based approach to combating chronic health challenges. You want to see lifestyle and dietary modifications become the norm in the way in which we practice healthcare. However, you need mastery around nutrition and lifestyle science, a better understanding of behavior change to improve client compliance, and confidence in your ability to effectively coach clients to adopting those lifestyle modifications. You need the Plant Protocol. Visit theplantprotocol.com to apply and let's work together to improve the way in which we care for our most prized possession, our health. Thank you so much for listening today. If you enjoyed what you heard, please consider rating and reviewing this podcast. Until next time, remember, radical obedience is still undefeated. Stay obedient.